Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I grabbed the wine. I was shopping and found something really unique from Argentina because, you know, most of my Argentine wine is Malbecs. But this one is 100% Bonada is Cruze Alta from the Mendoza, Argentina region. Bonada. It's a reserve as well. So this is really, really interesting because I never had this one. And this is really grown in California as well as in Argentina. But what's funny is they have another name for this. And the other name for this is Douce Noir. Douce Noir. But it's, like I said, it's really grown a lot in Argentina. And they call it Bonada. So that's what we have, the Cruz Alta. And it's really, really, really interesting because I've just never tasted anything. I never tasted this grape before. So this was a great opportunity to try this grape. Again, it's from Argentina. This is what they say. It's heavy in plums and black cherries. What it says on here, if you look at it, it's aged in American and French oak. See that? 8 months in French and American oak. Deep red color, black hues, dense and concentrated. So really, really interesting. We drank the hell out of this bottle. I should have brought two of these. This is how good this one was. So I'm even going to just tell you up front. This was a very, very good wine. If you really like Malbecs, but not as heavy, because to me, it's not as heavy as a Malbec. And what comes out of that is some different kinds of flavors. So I was really, really interested. I'm going to have to try to find this Douce Noir as well, because you never know. Maybe there's a different taste to it, too. Now, if you're looking for it in California, it's called a Charbono in California. But I'm going to look for the Douce Noir. So let's get a whiff of this, which I found really interesting. So check out the beautiful color on that. Opened it up yesterday. So guess what? It's just the last glass. You know what I mean? We drunk most of it too, but this is the last glass. Let's take a whiff of this. So this is the one thing my wife said, yep, I totally agree with you. It has some vanilla notes in this, you know, so if you grab a vanilla extract and you get to hear that, I mean, you get to smell that. But it's got that vanilla taste smell to it. And then you get the kind of oak on it. Not really a lot, but you can get that vanilla that comes out. And the black cherries, more so than the plums. Usually I get plums. I take the plums really with like a Zinfandel. They really pop out from that. So let's get a taste. So, the one thing I really like about that, this is smooth. The acidity is medium, so it's not really like pulling you in. The alcohol content is there, but again, not really heavy. And the tannins is medium. So, you got a lot of medium type of flavors, textures, and everything. But the smell and the taste, and everything is really smooth. And I really like this wine. I really, really didn't know what to expect from it. But usually when I get anything from the Mendoza region, it's really good. Think about 3 or 4 years ago, I even had a Cabernet Sauvignon from Mendoza. And that was amazing. So, you know, that region is growing some really high-powered stuff. This is a $12 price point, 12 to 14. I kind of looked it up too. I got it for 12. But it's listed between $12 and $14. So a good range, a really good range in price. You should be good with that, plus with a really good flavor. So again, this is a Cruz Alta, 100% Bonada Reserve. Check it out. This is a really, really quality wine that I know I'm going to be buying again, but I'm going to try to get it under the other different names and stuff from there. But I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. Check out the new website, Urban Wine Life. Got it simplified. I think it looks really nice and it's welcoming. It's not a lot of extras that's in there, so it's minimalistic, as they say. Follow me on Bougie Black Bro on Twitter and Instagram, or Urban Wine Life on Facebook as well as Twitter. So check us out from there, and go to Bougie Black Brother Network to see the video, and you can check us out from there. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.